AC today and pay no dues until the new year. Their all-weather amenities are open year-long to help you stay on track no matter the temperature. Make a splash in the heated indoor pools, run laps around the indoor track, or lift weights on the fitness floor. Plus, you'll receive exclusive access to member events and fun holiday activities. Visit acac.com/monthfree to get started today.
Fox News and the forecast are coming up after local news first from the Automated Office System studios of WCHV AM and FM Charlottesville.
Mostly sunny skies and seasonable today with highs this afternoon in the upper 40s.
It is 23 degrees here at the Automated Office System Studios at 5 a.m. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First on Joe Thomas in the Morning.
Charlottesville police arrested two men for allegedly vandalizing the Stonewall Jackson statue in Court Square Park.
31-year-old Nicholas McCarthy Rivera, 44-year-old Jesse Tobias Beard, each charged with felony vandalism and misdemeanor trespassing. Police say they used a rock hammer to damage the letters and a foot on the statue. The city lost a lawsuit over an attempt to remove those statues, but a judge ruled since they are Confederate war memorials, they're protected by state law. The spokesperson for the plaintiffs in that suit says they're grateful police made these arrests.
The fact that the police were there in time to respond to something like that is very, very heartening to us to know that they're still investigating and attempting to solve these crimes.
Thursday was Transportation Day for Governor Northam. First, he announced that Virginia Department of Transportation would be embarking on a project to replace 9,600 lights along the highway system, partnering up with Train and saving Virginia $4.6 million by installing LED lights by 2036. And then he announced a $3.7 billion partnership with Chesapeake Southern to build a new rail bridge and acquire more railway right-of-way.
The new bridge that we build will just be for commuter trains. The freight will be on the existing bridge, but two new tracks. So there'll be a total of four tracks, and again, it will really open up rail on the East Coast.
And expand commuter service. The governor says it won't cost taxpayers any more.
This is coming from existing revenue.
New York City police say the hunt for a 14-year-old accused of killing Tess Majors is, quote, all hands on deck. The teen escaped from a car while on the way to be questioned by police.
The new Miss America was crowned last night, and she's from the Commonwealth. VCU pharmacy student and former Virginia Tech grad Camille Schreier was crowned last night in the 93rd competition.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 23 degrees with Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
One of the things we love about Charlottesville is its walkability. Whether you're headed to school or work or simply enjoying downtown, we want to offer some tips on getting to your destination safely. Cross the street at designated crosswalks or intersections. Avoid distractions, like electronic devices that take your attention off the road. It's safest to walk on a sidewalk, but if there's not one available, walk on the shoulder and face traffic. When walking at night, carry a flashlight and wear reflective clothing. For more tips on pedestrian safety, visit charlottesville.org/safety.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need cash but have bad credit or maxed out cards? Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000, whatever your credit, with no paperwork. HolidayMoneyNow.com is one of the nation's largest